So basically what we're saying here is that the only thing that's under the auditor's control is detection risk. So the inherent risk you can't help, the control risk is for the management to make the controls better. And so what the auditor does, he looks at the inherent risk first, then he looks at the control risk, and then to get things down, to get the risk down to an appropriately low level, then he has to affect the detection risk. So if the inherent and control risks are high, that means he needs to make the detection risk really, really low. And to do that, he would test more and more items within the sample.